Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Noach. As we approach the end of the calendar year, thoughts sometimes turn towards charitable donations. Please consider Pardes as you make your plans. Pardes is a small institution, so your contribution of any amount will make a real difference. You can donate online at any time via donate.pardesusa.org. Thank you very much. This week, Noach, discussed by Rabbi Daniel Landes. Rabbi Landes is a Rosh HaYeshiva and a director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. This week's parsha of Noach has this fascinating story at the end of the Tower of Babel. And the people seem quite clear, Vayomru. They said to each other, Hava nivnel lanu ir umigdal, let us build for ourselves. Hava shows a lot of excitement. It's like hubba, hubba, hubba. We say, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower, Verosho, and the top of that tower, the head of that tower, Bashamayim, it will go to the heaven. Vinasa lanu shem, this will make for us a name, Penafutz al pnei chol ha'aretz, lest we be scattered amongst or abroad the whole face of the earth. They're afraid of being fragmented, of being apart. And that, of course, is what happens then, not only despite their best efforts, but because of their best efforts. Best, we say a little sarcastically. Both time and twice in this little few words, it says lanu, for us, the egocentredness of what they're doing is pretty clear. My grandfather, the Menachem Tzion, a famous work of the Comforter of Zion, commentary in the Bible, applies to this section of Genesis and some other sections the following principle from the Tractate of Avot, from the Mishnah, edited 200 CE, the Tractate of Avot, or which really means principles. Some translate as fathers, but it really means principles. That it says there in the fourth chapter, Hakina v'tava v'kavod motzi'in et adam min olam. That jealousy, desire, honor, a desire for honor, takes a person out of the world. It's not a good thing to be taken out of the world. It either means taken out of the world to come, but I think it actually means takes a person out of this world. It distorts a person. It ruins a person. It makes the moral core rot. These three things. How they apply, we'll talk in a moment. But as I was thinking of my grandfather's commentary, I was also thought of a friend of mine who was my study partner in yeshiva for several years. And he married early from the group. And when he had young children, who he raised beautifully, he would go over sometimes the Sunday advertising section with them, or news or magazines. He'd do it very calmly. And he'd say to them in a very nice way, didn't overdo it. We look at advertisements, especially the most startling advertisements, and he'd say, which advertisement appeals to jealousy? Especially, you know, you want to be as good or as better as the guy next door, and therefore if you have this item, you will be. And which of them appeals to ta'ava, the rapacious desire that human beings are created with, desire for desire, which we've found in Western society, which we're more than addicted to. It's almost we've chosen this type of life. And the last one, kavod, which seems to appeal to your desire for status. And I have to tell you, the kids got pretty good at it. And it did not seem that there was a really good advertisement, or hard to find a good advertisement, that didn't fall under one of the three rubrics that appeals to jealousy, appeals to desire, or it appeals for desire, the want of great status, of honor, of personal honor. I was remembering this because recently, half a year ago, I ran into one of his sons. I hadn't seen the family in years. His father had subsequently died. And we talked about his father and the warm home. And I remembered that looking at the newspaper and looking at magazines, and asked him if that continued. He said, yes, my father used to do this to the very end. He always would kind of take it out and ask us this question. It became like a family game when we were children. I said, what was the impact? He said the impact was profound. He felt that he and his brothers, they're all boys, he and his brother were really inoculated, his term, inoculated against these things. Not that he didn't have it at all. And he made the point, this wonderful son, and he made the point that actually, as his father said, it's okay to have a little of each. In fact, you're probably supposed to have a little of each. And of course, we know this. We know that jealousy can be positive. Kinat chachamim, tarbet Torah. Through the jealousy of Torah scholars, they motivate themselves. They see what one person has accomplished. Study a page, I'll study two pages. It can increase Torah. Kinat chachamim, tarbet Torah. The jealousy for knowing Torah can increase Torah. We understand that. And tava, appetite, Judaism feeds and tends to take the appetite and move it in positive directions. And therefore, the appetite should not be rapacious in any way, but the appetite should be used to build families, to serve God, to have a festive meal, to even turn to feed others, that instead of just eating yourself, you're able to give others, and somehow that also fulfills your ta'ava, your desire. Judaism is very, very much knows how to deal with tava as a desire, and not just try to stamp it out, but try to move it in the proper direction, to sublimate it in the proper direction. And kavod, honor, there's something about self-worth and your own self-worth and the giving self-worth to others. But what this section from the Mishnah of Avot tells us is, left on their own, they'll distort you. Left on their own, they'll rot your inner side. They'll destroy every relationship. As I say this right now, I think of this father, such a wonderful man, and his children playing basketball, pickup games in the backyard, shooting baskets. And the boys wearing fine gym shoes, but not a special. They were wearing kind of like get-ups, but nothing that. In other words, they had given up on the notion of being sold something that they did not need to be sold. So these three things. Well, how does it fit within our parsha? Well, certainly each one has a section of the parshiot of the beginning of Genesis. Cain, sinned with the sin of jealousy. He was so jealous of his brother Hevel, his brother Abel, because his brother's service was accepted by God. And Cain's own service was not. And God challenges him to overcome his base desires and his jealousy. But nonetheless, he murders his brother. It leads to that. And he is banished. Motzino tome olam. He is banished from the world. And he becomes a wanderer. The generation of the flood, Dor HaMabul, which is in this week's parasha, they sinned with the sin of rapacious desire. As the verse says, Ki shchik kol basar et darkol al ha'aretz, because all flesh perverted its way upon the earth. It just was desire after desire. And therefore it led to its Motzino tome olam, this generation was taken out of the world. We have nothing left of it. And finally, this generation of Dor HaFlaga, the generation of dispersion, those who built the tower meant to unify, which led to actually the opposite, led to them just being dispersed. What was their sin? It was the third sin. Their sin was the sin of kavod, the sin of desirous of great honor and status, when they said, V'na'ase lanu shem, and we will make for ourselves a name. And so therefore, hakina v'hatava v'kavod motzin et adam min olam. We need some little bit of jealousy to motivate ourselves, a little bit of tava, a little bit of desirousness in order to actually enjoy the world, a little bit of kavod to feel proper about ourselves and proper about others. But unless they are controlled, unless they are sublimated, unless they're put to good purpose, motzin et adam min olam, they can take a person out of the world. And we all know people that that's happened to, and we all know ourselves that when we are in the throes of jealousy, in the throes of excitement of desire, in the throes of thinking only of our own personal status, we are no longer in this world. I wish you all a good Shabbat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.